Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. That's why we do it, people. That's why we do it, for the applause, for the change that you throw at us. Welcome, people. Welcome to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday, we're coming at you. You really can't stop us. Both coasts now. So I'm going to give a good morning to everybody on the West Coast, including my lovely co-host, Lizzie Colossos. Hello, darling.
Hello, Lori. Thank you. That was a nice introduction. And I will finally, instead of saying good morning to you, say good afternoon, New York City.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear. Peeps on the East Coast, we are 1 p.m. East Coast time, and we're here every Wednesday, your humble servants. Thank you so much for joining us. We enjoy every week. You know, it's funny. I use Wednesdays, especially now after the pandemic, as a kind of a benchmark on, life. You know, that's the midweek. And I was listening to our shows and looking at the news, and we were on hiatus during the summer. We were in summer reruns. So we're actually now just three shows in. And it's amazing how much has happened in 3 weeks.
No,
I'm taking that off the table. How much has happened since our last show last week?
Can you believe it, Lori?
Surreal is the only word I could use. It's just, I can't even, digest the amount of things that happen on a daily basis. And, I know in my lifetime, and I'm going to be 58 next month, I don't remember things coming at you in such an assaultive fashion the way it is now. And again, I talk to people and they say, well, social media isn't helping because you're not only getting it on the news, you're getting it on your laptop. And I do agree to an extent, but the gradients of change is just so enormous that you can't recover from one thing and there's already something else that you're getting hit with.
I feel like it's hard to even process it just from last week to this week or daily, day to day. I mean, it's just been so much going on and it's hard to take in, and it almost feels like you're part of some type of crazy movie.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, is very politically savvy, and, she's I'm not going to mention her name if she doesn't want me to. She's an actress that you definitely would know, been a part of the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, soap star. And she said to me, something? I just can't even talk about it anymore. And that's when you realize, if somebody who was just last year couldn't wait to talk about stuff, and you just like you riff with them, she doesn't want to talk about it anymore. She just had enough. So
I understand that. It can bring you down. You try to analyze it. You want an answer. You want some sort of understanding. But this might be beyond comprehension.
I think you're right. What do you do? What do you do to keep yourself uplifted? What do you do?
Well, I have a puppy, so I think that I do go to the dog park very early, and that definitely puts things in perspective at how, happy they are just by simple, simple things, whether it's running around with other puppies or just, fighting over a rope or carrying, a rope through the house. I mean, she does some crazy stuff, and it does make you laugh. I also do a yoga class. I'm up pretty early, but most of us around here are. This is a difficult house to sleep in and relax in. So anybody thinking of visiting, I'm just kidding.
You're not gonna
it might not be the best location. So, but we do have wonderful hotels down the street. And I do have, you know, times where, you know, I have a daughter that means the world to me, and she's home with me the majority of the time because she's the youngest of the group. And, you know, sometimes we will do a little yoga together, a little meditation together, a little light a candle together, just because those are all things that we did. I noticed we stopped doing them, Lori, but we did before a lot of this chaos started.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
feel like, hey,
exactly.
let's start again, you know, and try to just achieve our own household peace. And if there's a house that needs some peace, regardless of what's going on in the political world, it's home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know
we do that.
You know, I was, you know, my husband does reviews, music reviews. He's a musician, and
right.
We had a review in. I don't know if, how often you've been to New York, but if you ever come to New York, the must stop is Central Park, and he had a review in Central Park that we went to and we're trying to find. And Central Park is huge. So unless you have exact, and we're New Yorkers, unless you have specific directions, you could very easily get turned around and walk the full, you know, circumference of the park, which is a delight anyway. But you're walking through the park and you're with people and you're realizing it's pure magic. It is just, Central Park is a gift to New York because it takes you out of the Midtown, the East Side, the West Side, as much as, you know, I love the hustle and bustle, but you're walking through this area, whatever season you're walking through it, whether it's autumn, which is the most beautiful, summer, spring, first snow. It's just an enormous therapeutic feature in your daily life. And I'm lucky enough, my office is not too far from Central Park, so if I wanted to, I could walk through it. But, you know, we got home that day and was like, you know what, you need that. You need to be around, see other people, see nature, and just feel good about life, you know?
For sure.
Even if it's just
a simple hello, you know, and you don't know, you have to know the person, but you are so lucky. I mean, New York City to me, no matter what, is a magical city. And, you know,
really
you're
is.
Right there.
How often
and
do you come,
nothing
you come
like,
often?
I try to come a few times a year, but I need to increase that. It is my favorite city. And so, you know, when I heard that I always knew the podcast was from New York, I'm like, okay, this is meant to be because I can pretend like I'm there. And Central Park is gorgeous, especially in the fall months, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Every season is beautiful. I mean, I remember a couple of times walking from a meeting and I walked through Central Park while it was just beginning to snow a couple of years ago. And it's just beautiful. And I said, you know what? I don't want to take a cab. I don't want to take a train. I want to walk through it. And it was just inspiring. You know, I think nature is inspiring anyway, but it just takes you out of your day and then gently puts you back in your day, you know, after you leave the park. You're fortified in a way.
Yeah, I advise everyone to have a little bit of nature. I mean, I'm not telling people what to do because, you know, I'm the first to open up the laptop and start working and, you know, hours go by.
Yeah.
But then you got to close it and just say, let's go for a walk, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Think it's important.
Well, you could even take your lap. I mean, I've done it. Take my iPad with me and just sit. And you could just do it in nature. No, again, it's defeating the purpose in a way. But, look, business does happen. And it has to happen. You have to pay bills. A nice way of just, you know, the best of both worlds, you know, I think.
For sure. And especially out here when it's still warm. So you don't really have an excuse, you know, for not getting out.
When does it start getting colder there, honey? When does it start getting a little
probably,
colder?
Well, usually by October, by now, you feel a little chill in the air. But here we are, and it's still warm. It's in the 70s. Yesterday was in the 80s. You could go to the beach and be comfortable. But I would say by November, let's get winter started.
Yeah. Well, how low does it go in winter? What's your bottom number in winter?
But it doesn't go low. You know, like if you see 50s or, the high 40s, you're just like, wow, we're having a blizzard out here. You know, really. And I get excited because, you know, and most women do, you know, fashion wise, they want to change it up, believe it or not. You know, people think we're happy running around in flip flops all the time. That's not true.
I could imagine. No, I mean, I think a contrast is always something wonderful. And, you know, and that's, I think you made the segue a lot easier, my dear. Our guest that's coming on today, somebody I've known for some time, but she has this, and I was hoping, as I was doing the promos and everything for the show, I was hoping that I was actually representing it the right way. Memento Mori.
You did.
It's, you know, because it's just, there is a depth of inspiration in this
yes.
clothing line. That,
yes.
you know, I think it's timely, and we really, really need something that to wear that's inspirational. Because, I mean, if you think about our wardrobe now consists of, as artistic as they may be, you know, a face mask. We have to wear them. It does create a negative undertone. It just does. There's just, I don't care how vibrant the colors, it just does.
Right.
So any fashion that we could wear that has some sort of inspirational import, I think is just a wonderful thing. And I've known this lady for, oh my God, I've probably known her for 25 years, and that's gonna age
wow.
both of us. But what can you do? I'm going to say it right now. I don't care. What, if she's upset about it, she'll deal with it. But Lori Schneider Katagorotsky has been someone I've known for a long time. And this line has been something that I was following and just couldn't get enough of and just wanted to explore it more. And I think she's actually on the line right now. And I want to bring her on so she could better explain the potency of this line that she has. Let me bring her on.
Okay, this sounds exciting.
Well, let me see. I'm trying to get her on.
Oh,
here she comes. Hello, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi,
I am.
I'm laughing to myself because I'm saying, if Liz says Lori, two heads are going to turn around now. So it's kind of
that's
fun
true.
To show.
That's true. Oh, that's right.
Welcome.
I didn't think
Isn't
of that.
Isn't it funny? I did. It's funny. I mean, she spelled her name differently, but both heads are going to pop up when you say Lori. Uh-huh. So welcome
That's
to the show,
true.
Darling.
It's so
How
nice
are you doing
to meet
today?
You, Liz. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. Really, it is.
Oh, of
You're
course.
Welcome.
I'm so flattered, really. Thank you.
Oh, no, it's nice to meet you, too. I saw your T-shirts, and they are very uplifting.
They are.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me ask you, in, you know, again, and I think I'm the supreme optimist, but in the climate that we have that has been so spiritually down spiraling the past 7 months, to be able to, you know, really, really dig deep and want to inspire people and find the inspiration to put wonderful, you know, either theory, philosophy, or art on any line of clothing has to be applauded. So my question to you is, what was the genesis of this?
So I think the origin of the clothing and accessories line is actually pretty unorthodox, if I had to say, about... Mm-hmm. A little bit of backstory about 12 years ago, my husband had a tremendous health scare when my kids were still in preschool, and he came really close to losing his life. When he thankfully survived and came out on the other side, he ended up making some changes in his professional life and even greater changes in the way he viewed life in general. And all the while, he would share with me what he'd read and what he'd learned. And I think for him, coming so close to dying gave him a vested interest in how to gain the healthiest perspective on living day to day. And out of all of the material that he read, what really stuck with him was this idea, philosophy, reminder of memento mori. And the Latin translation literally means remember that you have to die, meaning remember that you're mortal. And while I think it may at first strike as a bit morbid, it really is to me quite inspiring, because I feel that if we each lived as if today was our last, how would we really want to spend it?
Amen.
And are we spending it that way? So there's a quote that I put on the back of the basic t-shirt that I have by Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman emperor and a philosopher. And he said, you could leave life right now, let that determine what you do and say and think. And I believe that really memento mori is a reminder to all of us that life is short. It can turn on a dime, and it's really to be treated as a gift and lived with passion and purpose and presence. So that in general is what memento mori is in its simplest term. And because this idea of memento mori was so important to him, I really, the whole line started because I wanted to try and create something for him with memento mori on it. And I said, well, why don't I make a t-shirt? And working from home now, his daily, you know, uniform is a t-shirt and shorts. He wears them all the time. And I said, let me see if I can make him something with memento mori on it, not really knowing anything about clothing or, you know, how to design. And because the skull symbolically is associated with memento mori and mortality, I chose to create a cool looking graphic skull, putting a crown on top of it, to add a little bit of levity maybe, and put the MM initials in the crown. And on the side of the skull, it actually has a little note there, and it says memento lori, just as an added little fun touch. But I made the shirt for him. I had a friend of mine help me, and he loved it. One thing led to another, and I ended up creating this line. And I added in sweatshirts and sweatpants and hoodies and sweaters and doggy t-shirts and bandanas.
Oh, cool. Doggy t-shirts.
Just to try and, you know, spread this message. So that in general is how I got there. What I didn't see coming was the fact that memento mori actually led me down my own path of self-discovery that I definitely was not expecting to find. That to me is the most interesting part and life-affirming part of the journey. But it's very new. I started about 3 months ago. The response has been overwhelmingly positive. I think that while everyone is going through so much, there's so little positivity out there. And yeah. I felt that this would be a good step in that direction to, you know, to take things in a little bit of a different direction and make things a bit more positive out there.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I mean, you know, I think that everybody, I mean, this whole lockdown started in March, and I think everybody who was, I was like-minded, I thought, okay, it's going to last a month tops. And I think that everybody had the fortitude to say, okay, yeah, this is going to be a month and we're going to be fine. Now we're into seven. So, you know, the people that were rah-rah in the beginning, people are starting to lose some steam. And, I know personally, and I don't know if you two ladies have seen it, people that you don't expect to crumble with this are. And look, it's enormous. We're all going through loss on our own terms, and physical loss and emotional loss and spiritual loss. We're all doing that. So I think that, you know, a product, you know, a brand like this is not only timely, but it's also going to be a little bit more of a reminder of a time in history that we're all in, which in a way is kind of cool. In a way, look, we'd rather not be in this, but we are. So it's going to stand out.
Right. Listen, it's all really one day at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you, so basically, Lori Schneider, I don't mean to say it like that.
Yes, she's Tigerotsky,
no
yes.
Okay.
No choice.
Lori K. Lori K. How about
Lori
that?
Schneider.
Yeah,
Lori
there you
K.
go. Okay, LT, yes.
So that was your inspiration to start the line, correct?
It was, my husband.
Okay. And when you say you've gone on your own personal journey, do you mean like everything it is involved, or it has invigorated you within life again, or just because taking on something, you know, you said you didn't have design experience, a lot of successful fashion people don't, and you know, it comes from a deeper and an inner place. So I saw the t-shirts, they're really great. They would
Thank
do really
you.
Well out here in LA, you know, people,
mm-hmm.
that's what
yep.
they live in is t-shirts. So,
mm-hmm.
What were you referring to? It took you down a path of your own self-discovery.
Yes. So, in terms of my own personal past, because I really believe that, Every moment is pretty personal in terms of how we choose to live our lives.
Right.
I was an only child, and I lost my mom when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a car accident together. We were... Mm-hmm. Driving to our house in North Carolina from Miami Beach, where I grew up, and we were going in the wintertime to our house. My dad was following in our other car behind us, and my mom had been taking medication only recently. In fact, the morning we drove was the first day that she took it. She had had debilitating headaches for as far back as I can remember. And she took the medication that morning. After lunch, when we had stopped, we got back on the road, and by about 2:30 in the afternoon, she fell asleep at the wheel. She, we were in the accident together. We drove off the Florida Turnpike down the embankment. My dad watched the entire thing behind us. And she passed away en route to the hospital. She was taken by helicopter. I was taken by ambulance to a local hospital with my dad. my mom suffered, you know, major internal injuries. We were both thrown out of the windows of the car. And for all intents and purposes, you know, I shouldn't really be here, but I am.
I really suffered
very few physical injuries, nothing broken, just some bruising. And my dad took us, you know, drove us back to Florida the next day, back home. And it really, you know, turned my life, as you can imagine, upside down.
Right.
My dad was also 17 years older than my mom. So he was really old enough to be in a different generation completely. So it really was just me. And I really say that if it wasn't for the amazing friends that I had around me and a little bit of therapy, I don't know what would have happened to me. But it teaches you a lot. It makes you grow up really quickly. It puts everything in perspective. And I think when I started down this road of memento mori, it all really came back to me in the sense that I feel as if my entire life has been spent living or trying to live since that accident as if, you know, each day is a gift. And no one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. All we have is today. That is
That's the truth. Right.
At the end of the day, while we're planning, God is laughing. You know, it's brought me back to the essence of appreciating life and really understanding that your perspective and the lens through which you look at life is what matters. Because someone else that had gone through what I did may have handled things completely differently and may have taken very different turns down their own path. I'm grateful that I had support around me, but I felt that, you know, in expressing myself this way, if one person can be helped to be able to see the brighter things or to say, you know what, if this person got through X, Y, and Z, I can get through what I'm going through. I'm strong enough.
Right.
We're only given what we are, you know, made to handle. And I started a blog on the website, really putting my whole life out there in hopes
that's
that I'd
brave.
Be able to connect more and, you know, help someone that would be able to hear it or inspire someone to, you know, be touched. 'Cause it's difficult. I mean, life gets rough and you never know what turn it's going to take at any moment.
That's very inspirational reason to start it, you know, plus they're great t-shirts. I mean, how do you like being a designer?
You know what? I love it. I have someone that is helping me tremendously. She actually is able to help me produce and ship, and everything is fully customizable. So the website was designed in such a way so that when you go on, if you want a particular piece of clothing with a different color logo or a different placement of the logo on the piece, you can do that because every piece is made to order. I don't keep stock of anything. So as soon as an order comes in, it's created, which I also think is fantastic because it lets someone, if they happen to be creative or want to try and be creative, there is space for them to be able to do that on the website.
Very cool.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
That is. That really is.
So I could come up with my own, I could customize my own t-shirt.
You could. You could, okay. For sure. It's very easy to do. It's, you know, for the layperson, it's very simple. It's very user-friendly, and it's personal. There's always someone there at the end of the phone to help you out if you are having trouble placing the order or understanding what to do. That's another thing that I like. It's personal. You're not kind of thrown out there, you know, in a vacuum trying to, you know, make your way around. So it's all printed on demand, and all the ink that we use is also water-based and eco-friendly.
Oh, very cool. Oh, that's good.
Oh, that is.
I'm happy to hear that. Oh, that. And I want to make mention, too, because, you know, whether we want it to be or not, you have face masks, and that's going to be part of our wardrobe, I want to say indefinitely. So you also have that out there, which
we do.
I think is wonderful. Yeah.
We do.
And, you know,
it actually, yeah. it happens to be a good conversation starter, because I've had people come up to me when I'm wearing it asking me what it is. And, you know, they want to know, and it's, you know, I'm happy to explain it to them, and it's kind of on my face out in public every single day. So it's unavoidable. But the masks are actually very comfortable, washable, cotton.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bother
mm-hmm.
your skin, breathable. I think they're fantastic. And I actually, you know, another interesting thing is that I thought that the target customer base that I was going to have would be primarily female. And I'd say it's 50-50 men and women, which I think is really awesome.
That's perfect, actually, from a marketing point of view. That is absolutely perfect. Now, why did you think that it was going to be more women? I don't understand.
I think that I just, even though I designed for my husband and picked the T-shirt mm-hmm. specifically that he felt was most comfortable, and I didn't know that it would then be appealing to all of his friends. And, you know, it's very surprising to see how many men are really interested in this idea. And, you know, it's very relatable to everyone, but I feel that there seems to be a subset of the population that's especially in tune, whether it's, you know, people who like philosophy, who like to find meaning in the everyday, people who are interested, a lot of people that have tattoos are very attracted to the idea.
It's endless.
You know, in this way also, men are able to express themselves without words, which occasionally for them, they enjoy.
I
think women,
I mean, that's a,
women
that's,
are comfortable.
That's a very good point.
Being,
yep.
Women are very comfortable, typically expressing themselves with words and emotion. And I think with men in general, this is a good way for them to express themselves without having to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't intend for that to happen either. So it's been one surprise after another, I have to say, in a good way.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? You think about in marketing, everything is timing. And you wonder if you were launching this product line last year, would it have had as much traction as this year? And you know what? At one point you say, who cares? This is the perfect time for this to pick up speed and inspire people.
Listen, I think I came about this so kind of through a different kind of entry door completely that it's all very, very unexpected. And I think that You know, the response, especially to the blog entries that I've made, has been very supportive. And, you know, it helps me to feel connected. And, you know, unfortunately, this past April, my dad, who was 96, passed away.
Yes.
And it was definitely surreal in the sense that, you know, I'm 50. I just turned 50 in May. And to not have parents that are living is daunting. It's really daunting. And listen, I could not be more thankful for the husband and, you know, two daughters that we have. And we've created a fantastic family that is the source of my strength. But I've also realized that I need to be my own source of strength. And I need to look inward, because at the end of the day, it's just us, right? We're we're on our own at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We come into the world by ourselves. We leave by ourselves. And
that's exactly right.
You know, this also, I think the whole venture that I'm on has helped me to stay grounded in myself as well. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it was cathartic.
I think it's a great outlet, too.
Yeah.
A great, healthy outlet. You know, it keeps you, I mean, there's things you have to do on a daily basis in regards to your business. So I think that that's a great thing.
Yes,
the
definitely.
The fact that you're inspiring, inspiring other people. I mean, again, if we gain strength just because of that, you know, and I always say, the best way to help ourselves is to help somebody else. I mean, that's, I think, what this whole thing should be about in general. But we kind of, you know, we kind of take a different route sometimes, and we forget, and we make it very, it's all about me, and we become very narcissistic. Everybody has the capacity to do that. But I think that with something like this, the fact that, you know, if you have a product line that's being launched and you think you're helping 1,000 people, that's really what gives you the fortitude to face the next day, you know, during a downturn.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, I also want to, you know, just make sure for our daughters who are 15 and 16 that they have role models in front of them. You know, I didn't have one. I had kind of a blank slate in front of me after the age of 14. And I want to make sure that, you know, our girls see that you can really do anything that you want to do, and anything that you have a passion for, you try it. And you know what? If you don't succeed, then so be it. You pick yourself back up and you try something else. But you're never going to know if you don't try.
That's
and
a great example.
And I think that's important.
Now,
Lori,
I had
a complete... Yes, sorry. Well, we're all talking.
I'm so sorry. I know.
I heard Lori. I'm sorry, I heard Lori. I don't know who, if I should
Lori
answer
Schneider.
Or not.
Schneider.
Okay,
Lori Schneider.
Lori K.
Why did you
Lori
say
K. L-T-L-K?
L-T-L-K, that's it.
Okay. Well, Lori F, do you have a kids line?
We have things that are sizable to children. Yes.
Okay.
I put my 15 and 16 year old girls in my clothing all the time, because they're in my closet all the time anyway.
right.
Anything can be, you know, created that's smaller sizes as well. If we see that there's an interest, then yes, it's very simple to put those items up on the website. If you go to the website, actually, there's a way where you can immediately chat with, really, it will be me. If you go on the website, there's a tag on the bottom, and it's asking if we can help you in any way. So someone is always there and reachable. And I want this to be something that, you know, connects to people. And I believe that I can kind of make it all come to fruition. If it's at all possible, I will do everything I can, you know, whether it's a onesie for a toddler or a dog bed with a Memento Mori logo on it, whatever it is.
Oh, I love it.
Anything. Anything is possible.
Yeah, I saw, I think, I'm not sure if it was your daughter's. It definitely was on your website, which I enjoyed. And there was a TikTok. So, my daughter and I do them very rarely. Does she let me be in them? But, I know. That's a whole other issue. It takes you 2 hours to learn the routine. And
I don't even bother.
I don't know what I'm doing when I'm on there, but they looked great and they had the t-shirts on.
You.
And I thought, does she have a kid's line? But I get the whole sizing thing. Sometimes my daughter and I share things, so it's fun.
Right. Typically the extra smalls and the smalls will fit kids. But yes, they and my husband are my biggest supporters and fans. I mean, hands down. So I'm very lucky to have that support all the time.
You definitely are.
I want to mention I want to get into your daughter's. I'm sorry, Liz. I just want to mention this, and then you could have your question after that. Your daughters are very socially active as well. So tell us a little bit about that.
So Alexa, our senior in high school now, although I can't not even believe she's a senior and applying to college.
I know.
We moved from New York, where I had been for 25 years after graduate school, back to Florida. And when we moved 3 years ago with the girls, Alexa was starting high school, Rachel was in middle school, and we chose to move to Parkland, Florida. Mm-hmm. And we moved in time when Alexa was starting her freshman year, and Alexa went to and still goes to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And if you will recall, February 14th of 2018, there was massive tragedy at her high school.
Yep.
And Alexa was in the classroom in the freshman building where the shooter first tried to get into her classroom. And she was in the middle of everything, saw everything, heard everything. But, you know, we were one of the lucky ones to be able to get her home that day. And it started her on her own path to trying to advocate for school safety and using a really horrific experience to try and help affect change. And she ended up becoming the student spokesperson for Make Our Schools Safe, which is one of the nonprofit organizations that was begun after the shooting by Lori Alhadeff, who lost her daughter Alyssa in the tragedy. And it's been a very long road since that day for Alexa and our family in different ways, but she has persevered, come out on the other side. She has thankfully risen above and has been able to get back to herself. There are still moments that are difficult for her, but I believe that her activism has been therapeutic for her. I believe it's been transformative in terms of her as a person. All of these kids were made to just grow up very, very quickly that day, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And they all saw and heard, what no human being should ever have,
God,
let alone high school students. But it makes you who you are, and it either builds you or it breaks you, in my experience. And, you know, maybe a little bit of what my mom had given me to get through my tough time, I was able, and my husband was able to give to her to be able to, you know, help bolster her.
Yeah.
You know, thankfully she is okay, and it definitely puts things in perspective. It definitely makes you see life very differently.
Yeah. If that doesn't know,
but I could not be more proud.
I'm sorry, Liz, I cut you off. What was your question? I didn't want to sideswipe you.
You did not cut me off at all. I was basically just going to ask if Lori does trade shows and sample sales. You might not even need to. It sounds like it's going so well.
You know what? I would be open to doing anything in this climate, in this, you know, everything that's going on. I think I am flying by the seat of my pants a little bit. And
that's okay.
Just going one day at a time, trying to definitely expose the business to more people. And that's why I'm so thankful to have this platform that you guys have so graciously offered me.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure. Yeah.
And I am open to doing absolutely anything that I'm able to in order to help the brand to grow and increase exposure.
And you are on Instagram, right, Lori?
Yes. So the Instagram is at mementomori.life. And I'm on Facebook as well, Memento Mori Life. And the website is mementomorilife.com. I thought about possibly making, you know, plans to do a virtual fashion show of sorts. So
that's great.
I will be able to get everything out there as well.
That's what they're doing right now because that's all you can do.
Right.
That's
so,
what I was going to say. Liz, you're the fashion editor. Give her some suggestions if you could think of anything. That's your niche.
No, I will post one of your t-shirts on my, not that
perfect.
I have like this insanely Instagram thing, but I do love fashion
She's being
and
modest.
Style and
She's
I will.
Good. Yeah.
I will post one of your t-shirts. I want to go through them. I love sourcing and looking and researching and on my Instagram and get it out there. And then, you know, Lori, maybe I could, Lori S. I feel so silly saying that. I will contact you just to get I have pretty much enough information from the interview, you know, just maybe to get a quote or something. Sometimes my Instagram captions are quite long. Sometimes I do it like a mini write-up of an Instagram post and, you know,
sure.
Put it out there. But, yeah, I
that
think
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and your idea is great about the – when I see virtual fashion show, I almost start jumping up and down just because I'm craving to go to, you know, a fashion event. And so even virtual, I like start dressing up and getting ready and watching it by myself.
Okay.
I know
that,
it's a little
that
hard
sounds
to understand.
Great.
But, you know,
I also... I wanted to mention, you know, I think what I did find is it's also something interesting when I started with the logo of the skull and the crown, I did find that, listen, not everyone is a fan of a skull motif or design in general. And for that reason, I also added it's not a different line, but within it, I called it Simple Truths. And what it is are the same pieces of clothing, but with one of three different sayings. One is no day like today. One
like
is
that.
passion, purpose, presence.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a saying called amor fati, which means love your fate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. I believe they're all, you know, complements of memento mori, and the skull is not as pronounced. So I think that,
yeah.
you know, I wanted to create for people that really have an aversion to skulls, and there's plenty mm-hmm. of people that do.
Yeah. No,
well, you said
that.
The skull has a crown, right?
It does, but even with a crown, some people could care less.
Yeah. yeah.
So
yeah.
I wanted to try and do something that, you know, so that everyone would appeal to, you know, everyone would be able to get attuned to something on the website.
That's
yeah.
it.
There's something for
option.
It. You appeal to both sides of the aisle. I mean, that's really important. I like the skull. I mean, personally, I like that look. But it might not be for everybody. But I do. That appeals to me.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, which is why I did it in the first place. But with a couple of people asking, you know, do you do anything without a skull, I got
mm-hmm.
the hint
yeah.
that something else needed to be created.
Yeah.
It's
smart.
Which is why I did the simple truth.
I think that's smart.
That's great.
I think that's smart. Now, this is the part of the show, even though you already mentioned the website and everything, this is the part of the show that we tell our guests to go plug themselves. So if there's anything that we didn't mention in the content of our conversation, mention it now. But also, everything that you want mentioned will be, if people are missing it or not, they don't have a pen or pencil, I'm going to put everything on our Facebook page tomorrow so people will get to listen to the show again, and they'll also get the information infused to them once again if they didn't get it the first time around. So if anything you want to mention now, here's your platform, darling.
Thank you. You know what? I would love to just, you know, make everyone aware of the Instagram because it's constantly being updated, and I would love to get more people to follow. And the Instagram is at mementomori.life. Once again, the website is mementomorilife.com, and there's always someone available there to help out if you have any questions. But for anyone that listens to the broadcast, I wanted to offer 10% off and a special gift.
Oh, thank you.
So that
oh, how
if
nice. Thank you.
When you place an order, there is a space where you can put in a code. And if you put in the code RTB10, raise the bar 10, the code will give you 10% off, and a special gift will be sent your way as well.
Oh, thank
that
you.
That is nice.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. It's just great stuff happening.
Of course.
Happening. I hope you're enjoying the energy of this, even if it's like, you know, it might be positive. Sometimes it's just great stuff. And it's a newness, and there's endless potential with this. And that's something you have to be wonderfully proud of.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the invitation, and it means the world to me. And like I said, if I can just, you know, connect with one person who's able to find some kind of inspiration or positivity from the line, I will be really, really thrilled.
Absolutely. I'm sure there'll be more than one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Once again, though, if you use the if you get on and want to place an order after you've listened, it's RTB10, and that way we also know that you listen to the show, which will be really you know, nice and
perfect.
A great way to connect as well.
So much, Glory. Thank you for joining us. You'll be on again. And this was just
thank you
a
so
wonderfully
much.
Smooth, inspirational conversation, which is what we need right now. So thank you very much, darling.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day and be safe.
You too. Thank you.
You
too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay.
Be safe, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
I tell you, that's just, I mean, you love the t-shirts too. You love them, Liz. I mean, I want to get one. I think I want to get one.
I want to get one too.
Right? Right? You know what we should do?
Here I am writing down RBT10. I don't think so. I don't.
listen to me. I'm going to order one for both of us. And what we could do? We could do product placement. Listen to me before you even laugh. Product placement. We could actually just wear them and take pictures, take selfies before the show. What do you think of that?
I think it would be awesome.
Yes. What color do you like? Would you like black? I want black. That's just me.
I know you want
black. What do you want? I do. What do you want?
I usually do go black, but I also did like her pink as well.
Yes. Yes. So Linda, you get that. You let me know the size and I'll just contact her and we'll get them and we'll do a little bit of promo for her because they're very sexy. They're really nice.
I like them a lot. I think that she's going to do very well. I can't believe her whole life story, Lori.
You know, I knew that. I wasn't sure she was going to share that, but I knew that the history with her and her mom, and yeah, very brave of her to share, but I did know that.
Yes.
So then she started, I was like, I actually looked because it's a very personal thing and it's a lot to share in front of a lot of people. So yeah. And then her father passing, a few months ago. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough without parents, so,
But she's still there, moving forward and creating, she's inspired.
She's, always a hard worker and always, very firmly planted on the ground, that type of person. But, this is wonderful. So maybe we'll get her tank. I want a tank. I'll get a tank for me and you. And we'll wear them.
Sweet.
Of course. I have my moments.
I can totally see you in it, Lori, by the way. I can see you rocking that.
And you too. Even though I was saying to John, well, what do you think? Liz was saying combat boots. He goes, I don't know about combat boots. But,
there's so many styles.
The fuzzy cardigan would work. And then when he heard you say a tightly fitting one, he said, oh, yeah, I get that. So,
yeah. I mean, you have a great figure. So it would have to be fitted, not like, boxy and loose.
Leave it to Beaver kind of cardigans. Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
But give it another month. You might be like, hey, Liz, I did it. I broke down and I've got the boots. So.
And you know who's going to get the first picture? You. I'm going to send you the first picture of me and me and Mick just for you. And you could post it on your wall and say, I told her to do this. And she did. And she did right. And she did right.
Hey, I've been sourcing, and they are everywhere. And there are ways to make them look feminine, even if you pair them with tights or like a really frilly skirt. They're putting them with that. It doesn't have to be a hard look, is what I'm saying. You can soften it up a lot.
Of course. And you know who loved talking about hats, Mindy, and you're friends with her on Facebook, Mindy Fradkin, who is, I mean, she had, she's got these amazing hats, and we went down to her show, Ageless Wonders, oh my God, probably was 2 years ago, and then she had a hat parade, so we're sitting in the press box, so guess who she brings on stage, and she slaps a hat on my head, me, and I'm walking, so I got to show you
but
the picture.
You look so good in hats. I mean, for everybody, I shouldn't be saying this, but on your Facebook page, there's a gorgeous picture of you in a hat.
Thank you. That's a great photographer, too. Sherry Rubel, thank you.
I mean, it is. Oh, that's right. She did that. I mean,
she did.
It's tilted a little, right? It's a beret?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, it was a fedora. It's like kind of a short-rimmed fedora that I had. kind of Marlene.
Love it.
That was kind of the thing I was looking for. But the hat that Mindy put on my head was a little bit more floppy. But you know something? I'm sitting there. I had a couple of drinks. Like, you know, I slap it on. I don't really care. I'm just, I marched. She wanted to be marched. I marched up and down. It was a great show. You know what? I'm pretty malleable when a couple of drinks in. So I didn't have a problem with that. But she loved the fact that we brought up the hats. And I was thinking of her when we did. So, yeah. So she liked that.
Yeah, she's
but tell
wonderful.
Me what's going, she is wonderful. She is.
Very supportive.
I want to know what's going on. And she is. What's going on with your magazine?
Okay, well, with Gemma, you know, it has been a little bit frustrating to not attend events, but I've managed to stay inspired. There are so many artists I want to cover and that have been contacting me, which I'm very grateful for and, you know, inspired by. They, you know, they'll just say, take a look at me on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Do you want to collaborate or will you do a feature or do you want to go live? And so, boy, I'm blown away. I keep saying, I don't know the musician lingo. It's not my thing. I do fashion. I do style. Mm-hmm. And I keep having, I don't know what it means. I keep having these musicians contacting me. And so it was interesting. It was three young girls. And I've also been coming up with different initiatives that I want the website, the online magazine to support, which is, you know, the support of young girls and inner strength through their talents and their mind. And that's very important to me. You know, sometimes I felt I didn't have that as a young girl. And I think that's, you know, very important to just be told that, you know, hey, you, not just to say it superficially, but you're talented or keep going, go for your dream.
Yes.
It's super important in terms of their self-esteem and also having a daughter, you know, and staying positive. And there are from all different backgrounds and diversity is important too. So it was funny after I had mentioned that in a post, I get, there's three I'm supposed, two I'm going to go live with and one I'm going to feature. They're very, very talented. And then an exciting actress coming up, Adria Tenor from, have you heard of Fetish, Lori?
No.
The show?
tell me about it. No. Is it on Netflix?
Actually,
I mean, what?
I think it's an IGTV series that I also need to research and watch. It just started. But, she's a great actress. She's also from Mad Men, and but she's not going to be until November. You know, but I do like to stay on topic, and I will continue to do fashion and beauty, and I'm excited to cover the brand Enchanted Strands, which is talking about spirituality. I'm a big fan of malas and, you know, the long necklace that hangs and the beads and I see you in the like the mini mala bracelets. Here I go again with your combat boots. And you know, these, I really do love Enchanted Strands. They have a great great Facebook page and a wonderful Instagram page. So, I have a few things that are going to pop this, you know, late fall. Unfortunately, I made the mistake of thinking, you know, events would open up. There's nothing better than that real content. I still believe that, you know, showing that you're maybe at a fashion show or a sample sale or, you know, sourcing. And, but that's not going to happen right now. I'm not going to take a picture of myself watching a virtual show. Well, I guess I could, but, you know.
Well, why
not?
Wait, why don't you want to? I would do that.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
I
of course.
You know what? I just got invited to the, and I think it's one of the judges, Supima, which is like an organic, you know, cotton, and they have some wonderful, wonderful designs. They also support very young girls, very, not, I shouldn't say very young girls, designers that are women that are young, and they support men as well, which I fully believe in. That's, you know, pro women and men. So it's been nice how things have been lining up. It's just like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do all this? But I'm excited for it. I constantly stay inspired by it. It's just something that I think when it doesn't feel like work, you know, then it becomes part of your life. And you know, nothing makes me happier than, you know, having someone excited or happy about the result of the write-up or just even going live. I love to go live, and I will do, you guys be on the lookout for Friday. I'm plugging myself now.
You know I'm there. You know I'm there.
Okay. And this will be with Melissa Laskin again, the celebrity stylist. I'm dying to get where she sources. She is a like genius sourcer in terms of her apparel, her accessories. She's got all of her places, but she is not giving them out. But we will talk more. We're supposed to do that on Friday. And then next week, I'll start having some of the musicians on live as well as featured.
Good.
So that's what's happening with the magazine.
And, you know, anybody who's watched your live stream, and I've had the privilege of watching many, it is such a safe place for anybody to be, an artist or a designer. And nobody else other than yourself, passionate that you meet them. And you're enthusiastic, and you're just – your face lights up. And let me tell you something. If you're an artist, if you're – that's what you want to see. You want to see the reflection of enthusiasm in somebody's face, the way you feel about what you're doing. And you have that. And it's such a wonderful thing. I've enjoyed any live stream I've seen of you.
Oh, thank you so much. I've had fun. I mean, and believe it or not, that's what kind of broke my fear with the musicians, because they're looking for a place to play live.
Yeah.
And they want to get their music out there. And with so many clubs being closed down, you know, and venues, they can't play. And when they, so I always say, you know, can you play versus a recording, and most do say yes, and it's a treat. I feel like, wow, that engagement with this person, and then to listen to their craft.
Yes.
You know, I feel like, wow, this is exciting, you know.
No, it's a wonderful thing.
Even artists, you know, even just like modern artists and where they get their inspiration from, and then they'll show the things that they're working on and their craft. I find it all very exciting. I get a little bit hyped up when I talk about it.
And let me tell you something, that matters. There's nothing worse than somebody interviewing you that's looking at the paper, reading questions that they have for you. But when you have somebody there that's on your team and is just as enthusiastic as you are, oh, that's a wonderful place to be. So I'm sure everybody that's been on your live stream feels the same way. Because I watch it and I smile. And I've even texted you afterwards.
Aww.
I was smiling the whole time. Smiling the whole time.
Well, you are so sweet when I see your name come up. One of our favorites, you and I together. I think when Candace comes on, you know, from All That and More Boutique. Because that is her baby. She built that, as you can tell. And so, you know, since the pandemic started, it's been tough. It's been because her whole thing is customer service and styling. And now that's taken a different turn. But she's still doing it. She's, you know, selling matching masks for corporate women. So I need to go visit her badly. She's got so much merchandise in the store.
Good. Yeah, go pay her a visit and get information and share it with the world. That's the thing.
I know. She's great on live. Like, she's just all set up and ready to go.
Yes, absolutely. Very comfortable. Very, very comfortable. Yeah, that's a great
thing to have. Comfortable.
She's a great scene partner because, you know, if you're interviewing somebody, the person that's on the up, whether it's your co-host or whether it's somebody you're into, it's a scene partner, and you're only as good as they are. If they're uncomfortable, it makes you uncomfortable, even if you're strong. But she's effortless, and she's just like you're sitting in her kitchen and she's talking to you, and that's what you want. It's beautiful.
Yeah, she's wonderful, and she knows that store upside down. So,
you know,
to pull over a mannequin that she wants to show me, that she sees me in, is nothing.
Oh, that's great stuff. Great stuff. And that's our show for today. And it was wonderful. It was just, you know, you look up and you see it's this time. And next week, we're going to have Tammy Lee Webb. I'm sure everybody knows who she is. Buns of Steel franchise, Fitness Hall of Fame. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't know. Had a video, saw her on, well, it wasn't live stream then, but it was her, Galad, Tracy Austin. I'm trying to think of the other people that were the big fitness gurus those days. And she's been on the show at least 5 years now. And you're not going to find a more informative person on health and fitness. And you're not going to find a nicer human being. So she'll be joining us next week. And
that's,
I thank
exciting,
you,
Lori. Yeah, that is exciting.
And you know what?
Thank you.
You were going to love her. You are going to absolutely love her. She is just a wonderful person. And it's always a great give and take. So
yeah,
in saying
I'm
goodbye,
excited.
I thank my lovely co-host, Lizzie Colasso.
Thank you.
For moving up in the chair today and taking bull by the horns and talking fashion and just, you know, imparting your knowledge in your wonderful fashion. So I thank you, and I love you, and thank you for being part of this
thank
show.
You.
And I thank everybody
I
for
love
watching
it.
And listening. And we're going to do it next week at the same time. You can't stop us. So in saying that, everybody go out. Make it a great day. Try to be good to each other. Try to find some compassion. Try to find things that are positive. And if you can't find positive, then make it positive. And that's the best thing I could say. And say goodbye, Lizzie.
Okay, I'm saying goodbye. And thank you to everyone that tuned in today. It means a lot to both Lori and myself. Very positive.
And Nina's going to take us home. So until next week, people, take it easy.